Eileen.
And I'm Dave. Welcome to Don't Screw It Up, a guide to pregnancy and parenthood by people figuring it out as they go.
Each episode, we'll grapple with the fact that someone is depending on us to keep them alive and explore exactly what that means.
This episode is called Guess What We Made.
We'll be talking through the process and experience of telling everybody that we're having a kid.
Okay, so the first kind of big decision around this was actually when to tell people that we're going to have a kid. And I think we actually told people pretty early on. A lot of times the recommendation is wait until 12 weeks in after the first trimester is over. And we couldn't really wait to reveal our secret. We got anxious and we waited about 3.5 weeks after we found out. A little bit after week 8. So like we had mentioned in the last episode, we got the ultrasound, we heard a heartbeat, we felt pretty good about things, and so we really wanted to share this with our parents.
Yeah, so the reason why I think they usually suggest 12 weeks is like, you know, it's viable and like you're actually starting to show a little bit and like it's actually more real at that time. Everything before that time, I mean, it's just like a little nugget and it like doesn't look like anything. It doesn't really feel like anything unless you're one of those people that has like crazy nausea, which I don't hate me, ladies. I have been very lucky and have not had very much nausea. So it's been for me a pretty normal experience aside from being tired all the time. So I guess like this is a good opportunity to really just kind of talk about like what we did and kind of share these stories about telling our parents. So with my parents, we actually told my parents the day before we told Dave's parents, and that was because we were going to see Dave's parents in person. So we were waiting those 3.5 weeks to see them. And so we wanted to also let my parents know. So they're in Chicago. We're in the Bay Area. We're like, okay, I guess video chat, that's the best way to do it.
That's what people do these days.
So we'll play a little bit of a clip from when we actually told them. So we have some good news.
I know.
You know what?
Okay. Tell me.
What do you think? What do you know?
Yeah.
We're pregnant.
Well, Eileen is specifically.
I'm pregnant.
You know why?
Why?
Because your tree has a flower.
So my dad knew apparently like as I was telling him. He pretty much was like, uh-huh, I know what you're going to say. I was like, wait a second. What do you mean you know what I'm going to say? And then he's like, no, go ahead. Like,
he was really smug about it.
Yeah,
he was. He thought he was super smart.
and then like once I actually told my mom and dad, my dad was like, see, I knew that was exactly what you were gonna say. And when we asked him how he knew, he described this wedding tree that we have. So instead of like a unity candle ceremony during our wedding ceremony 2 years ago, we decided to have a wedding tree where both families brought dirt in from their homes and then kind of dropped it at the base. And my parents have been taking care of that tree for the last 2 years because we don't have a green thumb. And we live in California, so it was kind of hard to do. And I guess it just started blooming just a few months ago. Like, there are little flower buds on it. And he immediately knew, he said. Like, that was a sign that those little buds meant that I was incredibly fertile and was going to have a child.
That can't be how it works.
Dave, science.
Is that how science works?
Maybe.
Okay.
My mom was also very excited. She doesn't really believe in signs like that, but she was excited nonetheless and told me right away some words of advice of what I could and could not do, starting with don't ride a bike.
That was the first thing out of her mouth. I was so impressed.
No,
she's like,
I think
oh
she
my
might
God,
have
I'm
said,
so happy. Don't ride a bike.
And then And then they got greedy. They were just like, all right, so when's the next one coming? Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. Let this one gestate a little bit longer, you know? Like, let's let it turn into a real human being first.
I mean, they've got a lot going on. They've got other grandkids, like, that are alive.
Well, one grandkid.
And then another one on the way from your brother.
Yep, yep. My sister-in-law is also pregnant. We're Prego twins.
So they're just going for volume at this point.
Yeah, they're just trying to collect them all, like Pokemon.
It's quantity over quality, I bet.
I'm sure they're really into Pokemon Go.
So, you know, the day after we told Eileen's parents, we hopped on a plane for Denver. We were meeting my parents to go to a family friend's wedding in Denver. It seemed like a great opportunity to drop this news on them in person. So here's a clip of us telling my parents.
Hey, little bean. Are you pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Look at your grandkids.
Did you know last weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Oh my God.
So as you could hear, they were pretty excited. The way we actually did this, I like tricking my parents. And this was like good, big news. So we had to dupe them somehow. So we had just, we were just in Jordan and Israel, and we had gotten them this little short vase thing. And, so we stuffed a copy of the ultrasound in there. And gave
them. It was a beautiful vase, by the way. It was hand painted.
Very fancy. And gave them this vase. We're like, here, we got you this from Jordan. They're like, oh, that's nice. And we told them, take a look inside. And so my mom pulls out the piece of paper. She's like, what is this? Like, expecting it was some explanation about the artist or something like that. She's flipping it over and she's like, is this Arabic? And she's looking at the heartbeat monitor. And we have to actually explain to her, no, that's a heartbeat. And you can see this like realization wash over her face. And she's like, oh my God. So a little slow on the uptake, but eventually they got it. They were super excited. And the real dark horse in this situation was my dad. Like, I knew he'd be excited about having a kid, but he was just like over the moon, like giddy excited. It was fun to see my dad, a normally like pretty calm and collected dude.
Oh yeah.
He had a mustache for a long time. That kept him very grounded. That's yeah. Very dadly, like stable guy. And just lost his shit over the prospect of being a grandpa. We had to go up and like crack open a beer right away and celebrate. And
he couldn't stop hugging us. He was like, oh yes, we're going to be ready for this baby. Oh, you need to take care of yourself. I've never seen him more concerned about another human being as he was about my womb.
Oh yeah.
That night.
we're garbage now. You're at least a carrier of somebody important.
I'm a vehicle for this thing that we're calling a raspberry, only because it's the size of a raspberry at 8.5 weeks.
Yeah. And then, he insisted that, like, if I had known you guys were pregnant, there's no way I would have let you drive up that road tonight. If I had known, you guys would have stayed in a hotel tonight.
It was a very, very dad-like advice that he was
mentally shaking his finger at us for doing dumb stuff with his potential grandchild in tow. So that was a lot of fun. It was really awesome to share with our parents, and it was really important for us to like bring them in right away. And it really did make it a lot more real to be able to talk to somebody outside of just the two of us out
of it. Well, yeah, it's been killing us. I mean, we kept this secret in for 3.5 whole weeks.
I had actually visited my parents a few weeks before, like right after we found out. So I knew. I had seen them. I was talking with them. I knew we were having a kid. I just hadn't told them yet. So it was fun to finally let it out.
But apparently in hindsight, they keep looking back and they're like, oh yeah, you did seem overjoyed that weekend. We had no idea what that was about.
Yeah, they seem very clever in hindsight. I'm not buying it.
Well, so anyways, we decided that we're just going to like continue on with all of this trickery because it's just really incredibly fun to lie to people.
Yeah, how often do you get a big, exciting secret like this?
Yeah. So as a result, we just kind of decided that we were going to make a game of it. And anytime that we were telling a new friend, we had to like come up with some new fun way of telling them.
And we actually got to tell a lot of people in person, which was really fun because we had a million weddings this summer. We were on a plane pretty much every weekend. So it was really cool to be able to tell people in person, see their faces, actually hug people when they're excited. So we really lucked out that we got to tell a lot of close friends and family in person. That was a lot of fun.
I guess one really fun story was when we were telling my friend Adina, who is getting married in October. Yay, Adina! And we just met up for brunch. It was the only time that we could meet up that weekend. And she was, you know, we were talking about wedding planning, and I know how stressful it is. Like, it was stressful on me. She's stressing out about it. I can definitely tell. And we were like, so you're finalizing your guest list now, huh? And she's looking at me, and I know that she's been like freaking out about, you know, his parents wanting to invite more people and her parents wanting to invite more people and them just having a limited amount of space of which to hold people.
That's stressful. It's expensive. And I think this has been a little bit of a point of stress in the planning.
So we decided that we're going to play it up, and we asked her if we could bring a plus one with the two of us.
We've got somebody staying with us around then. It's not a big deal. They're just, you know, they're hanging out. Would you mind if we just brought somebody else with us?
And the best part was seeing her face change from, like, you know, pretty excited about talking about her wedding to just this,
was fucking pissed.
Angry face. Where she was like, are you serious? But, you know, she gritted her teeth and was just like, okay, well, what is this person's name? I guess we could accommodate them.
I was like, well, I don't know. We don't have a name yet. It took her a second.
Well, so Patrick, her fiance, like, got it almost immediately. It was like, oh, I know what you're up to. And it took Adina like maybe 10 more seconds or so before she realized what was happening.
She was less pissed after that.
Yeah. Sorry, Adina.
That was fun, though. So I got to tell some of my good friends, Josh and Chris, while I was in town for Chris's wedding. And I guess I was a little bit more blunt about it. We were walking into Portillo's to get burgers and stuff. And as we're walking in, I'm like, so I'm going to be somebody's dad. And they didn't like catch on right away. They just kind of laughed it off, and it took them a minute to parse what I had actually said and the implications of what I said. Like, oh, you're going to be somebody's dad. That means, oh shit, you're having a kid. It, like,
well, I think it was the first realization of wait, whose kid? Whose dad are you?
Yeah. Josh is like, wait, who? Who's dad? So once they realized that, like, in order for me to be somebody's dad, I have to have a child, that means we're having a kid. They're really excited. So it was fun to do that and be able to tell them in person. Josh just had a kid about 3 months ago, so we got to dad bro out, and that was really fun. So I don't know. Another just kind of awesome opportunity to tell people in person.
Well, so because of the various weddings that we're going to, everybody knows right away if I'm not drinking that is probably suspecting that something is going on. So, I mean, like, we talked about this in a previous episode, but, like, we were trying to deceive people for a little bit longer during these weddings because they're open bar. Like, who doesn't want to take advantage of the open bar? Especially me. And I couldn't. So I held, like, a glass of wine in my hand, and then every once in a while, Dave would kind of take it from me, and he'd take sips, and, you know, I took a sip here and there, like, I mean, I think it's actually okay to have a little bit of alcohol. It wasn't, you know, overindulgent or anything. Little sips. And and one of our friends realized at one of these weddings that I was probably pregnant, not because of the alcohol thing, because I was clearly holding a glass the entire time. But when I started drinking decaf coffee.
Yeah, that was the weirdest tip-off. I thought we were doing so good with the alcohol, I never even thought about coffee.
Yeah. And that was the funniest thing. Because it's like, well, yeah, it's 10 o'clock at night. Like, people drink decaf at 10. Like, that totally makes sense. But she knew. She, like, zeroed in on it, was like, I bet she's pregnant. I know it. And then we told her and her family a couple weeks later, and she was totally right. Good job, Rachel.
Yeah. I guess she did just turn 30. I think that's when your baby radar, like, really just pops up. So that's probably what helped her out. So I guess kind of one of the last things we started doing after telling a lot of friends, we started telling people at work. And so I work at Instacart. We're like a online same day grocery delivery thing. So a lot of our conversations have to do with delivering food and stuff like that. So at our Monday meeting, we have this big kind of list of what we're going to be talking about and doing this week. And I just added a line item to our Monday morning meeting to talk about future deliveries. And so I tell my team, I'm like, so I've been working on this for a little while. Actually, I've got Eileen helping me out with this project. We're working on future deliveries that will probably happen around, you know, early March, something around there. And everybody just looks at me blank. They're like, oh, that's really nice of your wife to help you with work. And I finally have to be blunt. Like, that was my dumb way of saying I'm having a kid. So that was super fun. Once I explained it, they thought it was pretty clever, but I don't know. It's just been fun kind of coming up with interesting
lying to people. It's fun to lie to people.
It's not lying if you eventually tell them. It's just maliciously misdirecting them.
So we realize this episode is totally self-indulgent, and we promise that future episodes will be a little bit more, you know, scientifically based and also take in other opinions. But this has just been a fun experience, kind of like divulging all of this to people.
Yeah, I feel like there's some value in just sharing our own experience with this kind of fun process of telling other people.
And so I hope that you're just as excited as we are. So we were like Facebook official.
Yeah,
like
that was the like last big step.
Yep. Was that last week?
Something like that.
Yeah. So we're now officially Facebook official, which means that we're totally having a kid and there's no turning back. And now Facebook knows about it. So ta-da.
So we wanted to do like a cool little photo thing telling people. So we ended up buying tiny little baby hiking boots, which Eileen loses her shit whenever she sees them.
They're so cute.
Yep, that's the baby hiking boots voice.
They look like little like Timberlands, you know, like real like cool boots, but like baby size. And then when we got them, I pretty much like put them on my two fingers and then just kind of started walking up Dave's face with them because they're so tiny.
So we did our little like picture of the three sets of hiking or our two hiking boots, sets of hiking boots, and then the baby hiking boots in between, saying one more thing to carry. Eileen wouldn't let me put future bear bait on there.
No, future bear snack.
Bear snack.
Yeah. Dave was going through a brainstorming session. I did not approve of that one.
There are no bad ideas in brainstorming.
Prematurely feeding your child to wild animals is not okay. No. Yeah. Rule one of parenting, don't feed your child to wild animals.
I have nothing to say to that.
All right, so we'll post that up online so you can take a look and, you know, oogle over how cute those little boots are.
But I'll be honest, like, the whole Facebook thing seems dumb, but it was really fun to share with a broader audience, see a lot of people congratulate you. It's like your birthday, but 10 times better. It feels like you did something with your life, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure that I got way more likes talking about a baby than I did graduating grad school. And like, I mean, those were two fucking hard years of my life, you know? But like the baby, I mean, that's 9 months. Like, in the grand scheme of time, you know, like, I feel like I should have gotten more congrats on the other one, right?
Yeah, I guess you'll have your degree longer than we have this child, so.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And I mean, will this child be a piece of paper that gives me privileges to things? I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
Anywho, so it's time to talk about how big the baby is. So this is week 10 and a half. So we're, you know, according to all of the different websites that are telling you the size of your baby, it's about the size of a small lime.
I don't get the lime size thing. Like, limes vary in size a lot. I don't think that's a great thing.
I know. They're talking about averages and they're only focusing on length. But anyways.
So we didn't have a small lime. And the big lime we have, I need for guacamole. So I went and found a tiny lemon from our lemon tree. And so I'm going to eat that right now.
Yeah. So this is going to be our weekly thing, if you haven't already caught on, that Dave eats things that are about the size of our baby.
So I'm cutting up the lemon right now.
Future Dave snacks.
It's a power move. It establishes dominance over the baby. Like, if it ever kind of questions who's in charge, I can point back to these podcasts. Like, I consumed things your size.
So Dave just cut a lemon right in front of us. And he's now eating the lemon. He ate one piece. There are four pieces in total. Two straight up lemons, no sugar, nothing. He's grimacing right now. His face is so sour from the sour lemon that he's consuming. I cannot believe that you're eating this entire thing. Oh my God. He finished all four pieces and he can't even open up his eyes right now.
Okay, I just ate a lemon. You're welcome, future baby.
Oh, wow. Future baby, your dad is sacrificing so much for you.
Okay. I actually like lemons. That was kind of good.
I'm so sour.
Okay. Now that I've eaten a lemon, because that's an important part of parenting.
Can you speak now?
I can. Okay. I'm a little puckered up here.
Okay. You smell very lemony fresh.
Yeah.
It's pleasant. You should smell like lemons all the time.
It's like spraying Pledge in my mouth.
That's disgusting. So it is the segment of what are you excited and worried about? So for me, I am excited for the second trimester to finally start. I mean, I know I'm really close to it. I've been so tired from this first trimester. And I have heard that the second trimester is when you get like a big boost of energy again. And so I'm really stoked about that. What I'm worried about, though, is now that everything is real, I'm figuring out the whole health insurance nightmare. And I have been navigating different providers, and it's just been like coming up against brick wall after brick wall after brick wall. So I won't go into too much detail about it right now. I won't bore you with that, but like we'll probably do an episode about health insurance and providers and stuff in a future time. But that's my worry. Cool. How about you, Dave?
So what am I excited about? I'm excited that we actually got to tell people and share people or share the news with people, and that there's more people involved with us having a kid.
That's, people.
It's super fun.
We told our cat too, but he doesn't seem to care very much.
He does keep trying to walk on your belly.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to make contact.
I think he senses something is awry.
And my worry is kind of related to the same thing. Now that we've shared the news with people, it makes the possibility of complications scarier. Like if something's wrong, or, you know, if, you know, there's a miscarriage or something like that, it's no longer just between us. It's something that we have to share with everybody and explain. So I don't know. It makes it exciting, but it also makes it scarier that making it real comes with fear too.
Yeah. It would make it a lot harder if something happened.
So, but we've got a good support network. It's
so on that note,
positive notes,
positive things. So we're having our pick of the week. What is your pick, Dave?
So my pick is this blog called Fatherly. This was recommended by Josh when we were dad broing out. He's like, you got to read this blog. It's basically just articles of advice for dads. And I like it because it doesn't treat dads like idiots. In a lot of the kind of pregnancy blogs, there's kind of the assumption that dad is useless and can only understand things if you make blunt sports metaphors around it. So it's just kind of fun, short articles. They're very bite-sized and, you know, nothing super deep, just kind of a fun thing to do. So that's Fatherly, fatherly.com, if you want to read a few articles yourself. What about you? What's your pick?
So my pick is, you know, I've been looking for pregnancy apps, and there's like a bunch out there. And my friend Melissa, who had a baby about a year ago, she had the recommendation for Ovia Pregnancy. You can go to the website ovaline.com/#Ovia-pregnancy-app, which you probably won't remember. So I'll send you that link later on, or I'll post that link later on. Anyways, you can also just look up Ovia, O-V-I-A, in your app store. But aside from all of that, they have not paid me. I swear to God, I'm not sponsoring them at all. But I really actually like their app compared to some of the other ones that I've seen because, well, partly because you can pick what kind of object to compare your child size to.
Our other option for this week was our child being about the size of a Lego minifig.
But Dave didn't want to actually eat a little minifig, so that just wasn't going to work out.
But I do like picturing our child as a little Lego man. That makes me happy.
And then I just like that it has all of these, you know, scientific articles that are also mixed with, like, some sort of, like, emotional support articles and, like, their links to, like, mommy advice and things like that. And there's a constant feed, so you can kind of just go through old articles without having to swipe like back and forth. I feel like the other ones are a little bit onerous in terms of trying to navigate the app. So this one I just particularly like for the information that it provides and just for the interface in general is pretty easy to use. I'll let you know if I find any other apps that might be interesting. But that being said, we are going to post these links and a copy of the baby announcement on the website, don'tscrewituppodcast.com. And that's all one word, don'tscrewituppodcast.com.
.com. That's how you know it's the internet.
Yeah. So thanks, everyone, for joining us. We really appreciate it for listening to our podcast. We're having a lot of fun with this. So with that, we're signing off.
See you next time.
Bye.